The Defense Department is getting better at handling its contract data. The Government Accountability Office says most of its components turned in inventory reviews of contracts. GAO also says more DoD components are following its recommendations to improve their contract reporting. Tim DiNapoli's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at GAO. He says the Pentagon's making progress, but still has a way to go till it's perfect. Tim, it is great to have you on the program as always. What did you look at in this study specifically? What were you trying to find out? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, Francis, thank you so much for having me on board. Well, this is our sixth review, I think, of the inventories that we've conducted over the past 4 or 5 years. And just by way of quick background, the inventories is a management information tool. Congress asked DoD to annually survey the types of contracts that have functions that service contractors provide, identify what kind of functions those are, make sure those functions are appropriate, and then report back to Congress. So what we did is took a look at two things that are required in the law. What kind of review did DoD do on its fiscal year 2012 inventory? And then what plans and approaches does DoD have to use the inventories for budgeting, workforce planning, and other management decisions?
Now, this was a roller coaster ride report, Tim. You got my hopes up. It sounded very positive. As of September 2014, right at the beginning of this, 32 of the 33 components that were required to conduct an inventory review certified they'd done so and generally addressed more of the required reporting elements than in fiscal 2011. So I'm thinking, this is great. Things are going well. Progress happening, and then you crashed me, Tim. GAO found limitations with the inventory review results, and you give some examples of that and talk about some of the reasons why that's problematic. What are some of those reasons why this is problematic? And is 32 of 33 components good enough, or should it have been all 33?
Oh, Francis, I hate being a killjoy. And I do look forward to the day when I can say 32 or 33 reported and did what they're supposed to do, and let's call it a day. Let's call it a success. Unfortunately, while 32 or 33 did, in fact, report report certification letters, and I would have been happy with that, except for a couple key things. One, the Air Force didn't report a certification letter. So that's about 20% of the inventory kind of out of pocket. The Army, which is, of course, another major component, had some significant troubles, I think, with their inventory this year. And so they just missed a few functions, and quite a few functions, that they should have reviewed, but just didn't have the visibility over them.
You write, DoD's March 2014 guidance, which is applicable to the fiscal 2013 inventory, doesn't fully address some of the shortcomings GAO identified. What are some of those major shortcomings, Tim?
Well, I think the real key one is that when we looked at the inventory and tried to identify those functions, those contracts that are likely to include functions that are closely associated with inherently governmental activities, when we racked and stacked them, we came out with about $26 billion of those activities that are likely to include those types of functions. DoD reported only about $5 billion, so about one-fifth of the amount that we were expecting to be reported were reported. And in part, we attribute that to kind of a lack of guidance as far as when DoD components are looking at the inventory. What are they supposed to be looking for? How am I going to review it? What kind of results should I expect to see when I am reviewing a contract that has functions that, by their face of it, should be closely associated with inherently governmental functions?
Do you have a sense of where this reporting shortcoming is coming from, Tim? Is this something that DoD is not doing correctly? Is this something that, what's the flaw, I guess?
Well, I think in some ways it's just hard to do. You know, the data is not good because it's kind of, for most times, it's using a federal procurement data system generated data. So the data tends to be a year or two older. We're trying to look back and trying to project what things were done under that particular contract. And then some of the definitions, folks are just not very clear about what constitutes an inherently governmental function versus a closely associated with inherently governmental function. So I think there's a lot of confusion at it. I think also there's a 90-day turnaround time frame for when the inventory is submitted and when the certification and review process is supposed to be completed. So there's a lot of daunting challenges that I think DoD folks in the field are facing, and DoD just needs to do a better job in providing them the tools and assistance so they can do their job better.
So you allude to that data issue in this report. You're right, DOD hasn't resolved issues with implementing its planned common data system based on the Army's existing system. When that system, the common data system, is implemented, will that make the flow of data clean enough that the other parts of the department should be able to get this right, Tim?
Well, if you have a system like the Army's contract manpower reporting application system, I think that could go a long way. At least you will have a common understanding of what the data is. We'll have kind of the information that theoretically is usable for making informed decisions about what kind of functions are being performed. So that's a good start. It's not the end-all and be-all, because you still have to have a review process that takes a look at that data that is robust and is consistent so that you understand what functions are being performed and what you should do about that in case you're out of whack with what your expectations are.
I saw a little nugget in here that I wonder if this might be part of the problem or if you can even address that. You write, numerous offices are responsible for the various decision-making processes at the military department. I don't think anybody that's ever looked at the Pentagon doesn't know that, Tim. But I wonder, at least as it pertains to this issue of the inventory of contract services, if maybe that's part of the problem. If maybe this information is held in too many disparate places that prevent it from being easy to collect and collate.
Francis, I think you're spot on in your assessment. When you look at it, I think we identified, I forget how many specific offices, but there must be, you know, 8 to 12 that have different responsibilities, different guidance that they're following. And very few of them actually reference the inventory as part of their specific roles and responsibilities. Because of that, I think you have a lot of folks saying it's not my responsibility, it's somebody else's responsibility to get the inventory to be used for whatever purpose we're talking about. But because of that, there's a lot of finger-pointing, and what we recommended was that, well, you can stop the finger-pointing if you identify somebody, an accountable official, in each of the military departments, so that you have somebody you can point to and say, you need to coordinate, you need to lead the efforts to help make the inventory part of the decision-making process.
That's one of three recommendations that you make. Another one is to set definitive milestones and time frames to get this common data system operating. Does it make the most sense to use the Army system, Tim, since they already, I take from your report, they've already got it right, and just scaling it to the other agencies makes the most sense. Am I on track there?
Well, and this is what DOD said they were going to do back in 2011. They said, we're going to use the Army system, we're going to leverage best practices, we're going to use that as kind of the basis for going forward. What DOD is doing now is they wanted to have a strategic pause, take a look at the Army system and how it might be implemented across the department. I think the review is due in a couple of days in December. And what we recommended is that if you're not going to use the Army system, you should have a very good rationale and document that rationale. And then whatever system or process you're going to use, well, let's come up with a time frame with milestones and kind of metrics to measure progress. Because without it, you're going to be in the same spot you were a couple years ago with the inventory, that you keep on plugging away at some long-term horizon, but you're never getting there.
The third recommendation is to revise inventory guidance to improve the review of contract functions. That sounds pretty basic, Tim.
It is, but that gets back to the issue that we talked about earlier, is that there's such a gulf between what we would expect to see as functions that are being identified as closely associated with inherently governmental functions and what's actually being reported, that we're just missing something. And so I think the department just needs to do a better job in helping its folks do their job.